The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
There's something we talked about intermittently over the last number of weeks has been these oral hearings into the proposed Metrolink in Dublin, connecting Dublin City Centre with Dublin Airport. Olivia Kelly, the Dublin editor of the Irish Times, sat through almost all of those hearings, so nothing intermittent about it. So I feel like I should apologise, say sorry for your troubles, Olivia, first and foremost. I mean, these were long and drawn out process, an important process though. And it's probably worth explaining to people who haven't been engaged with them or following them to the degree you have. I mean, what was happening? What stage in the planning process is this?
Yeah, indeed, because of the overall very extended evolution of the Metro, these were a very short period in time, really, 6 weeks of hearings, and they were run with spectacular efficiency, I have to say, for planning hearings. When you're going into these, you go in with a certain sense of dread that they're never going to end. And it often happens that they go on for months longer than you ever anticipate they're going to. These ones didn't. But basically, the planning hearing stage of any application, if it goes to an oral hearing like this one did, it's the chance for people who have concerns about the line, be they objections or you know, just clarifications they want, to speak, not just publicly, but to speak directly to the inspectors of On Bord Planola. And the inspectors, they're not the decision makers, they're the people who make the recommendation to the board, who then makes the decision, but they're planning inspectors. And basically, these people are coming along, there was about 120 of them, to directly talk to them and make sure they knew what their concerns were about the line.
So the value of this as opposed to written submission is what? Is that, you know, is that it is happening in public, that the public gets a sense of what the objections might be as well? And that, I guess, maybe you can portray kind of a nuance in your argument that it's hard to get across in a letter, is it?
Yeah, there is that. And I'd say for the people who are there, whether they care much about the public, I think they really want to make sure that those inspectors understand what they've said in their letter. And they get to expand as well on what they said in their letter. It's not just people coming in and verbatim reading out a sheet of paper. You know, they get to talk, you know.
Are they asked questions by the inspectors?
Only if there's a clarification needed.
Okay.
And there's as well, because they're there and they may be addressing questions to the people who are making the application. And in this case, that's Transport Infrastructure Ireland. So they may have questions that they feel have never been answered in the sort of long gestation in the years of this coming to planning, that they feel, well, I still don't know about this. I don't know what that means, or I don't know how that's going to affect my property. So they can ask questions of Transport Infrastructure Ireland, and who are sitting there at the hearing, obviously, and Transport Infrastructure Ireland can ask questions or clarifications of them. You know, it's quite a it's not like a court. It's a nice, easy back and forth sort of process.
And I guess submissions made by notable people get attention. So kind of Duncan Stewart or Frank McDonald, formerly of your own parish, and they get picked up on and they get discussed on shows like this one. When you look at the broad range of submissions made, were there kind of key themes that stood out? Were there kind of commonality across certain areas, or was there huge variety?
Were there key themes? I suppose because you're dealing with different geographical areas and over, you know, nearly 20 kilometres, there are things that are particular to people in that area. But there was, I suppose, a key theme over people being concerned about what a station construction near their homes might mean, or what a tunnel going underneath their homes might mean. And then, of course, there was the sort of what I think is the sort of the hardest issue of the whole thing. It's the people whose homes are being demolished to make way for a station. That's only happening at one particular location. That's at the Tara Street station. And the homes are actually on Townsend Street, right beside the Irish Times offices, as it happens, where I don't know why they don't need to demolish the Irish Times offices, because they're demolishing apartments and a pool beside it, and they're demolishing an apartment.
Oh, the Markovitch Centre beside
it.
Exactly. That pool is gone. Yeah.
And they're demolishing an office block on the other side of us. But for some reason, we're going to be left alone. But how livable it's going to be, or workable for the whatever.
Yeah, the building will be there. You won't be able to reach it or anything.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. But a good excuse to work from home for many people,
exactly.
Maybe.
So, I mean, can you get a sense then having covered this as to whether these submissions get taken on board, what submissions get taken on board, what impact any of this was is going to have, or are investigators kind of suitably stoic when they're there? That
they're very, very stoic. Okay. Yeah, they're very nice and they're compassionate, and a lot of people got very upset during the hearing. Like, there were people who did break down into tears over their concerns. Bizarrely, not the people whose homes are being demolished, but other people were just so overwrought by the process. And you can understand that. It's not just the impact of what might happen to their homes. It's that they've been building up to this day for a long time, and it just becomes too much for them, and they have to leave the room. And the inspectors are very nice about it, and, you know, they stop the hearing and they ask them, do they want water, that sort of thing. But yeah, you would see they're great, they betray no emotion, you know, they just kind of like nod along as people are talking. Or, you know, sometimes they do have to, if people are straying into areas that aren't particular to the hearing, they will tell them that. They will say, look, this isn't relevant to the hearing, it's best if you move on. They'll do it politely.
Okay.
But other than that, they're just implacable, really.
Were there particular submissions that stood out for you or that you remember? Is it maybe those ones that people, you know, that maybe had an emotional connection to because the people themselves got emotional? I don't know.
Is it that stood out? I suppose, yeah, that's very hard for people. And definitely the demolitions, they, you know, where the Brian Boru pub was another one that's being demolished. It's not someone's home, but I think that was kind of, you know, Michael Hedigan, the owner, he spoke very affectingly about his long family association with the pub for more than 100 years. There is a woman who's living in one of the social homes that's being demolished, and she's visually impaired and at her own expense had the home, you know, kitted out to suit her, had it adapted, and she's just concerned she won't get the same in a future. She'll be moved, you know, the council will rehouse her, but she's afraid she won't have the same facilities as she's sort of, you know, put in for herself. That was very, you know, affecting and moving. There were odd things as well. There was Lidl came in one day with plans for a 15-storey tower block on their site. As an observer, you're there and you're going, okay. And then suddenly Transport Infrastructure Ireland turned around and said, we've never heard of this before. We've no idea. We've been talking to them. We had sort of thought we'd come to an agreement about the type of development that they could have on this. Nobody's ever mentioned a 15-storey tower block. So that was very odd. And then there were other things that were just quite interesting. The Office of Public Works talking about their concerns about St. Stephen's Green, which seems to be a real sticking point with them. Like, they have a lot of property along the whole route. And they were able to come to agreement. And this happened quite a lot during the hearing, of different parties coming to agreement with TII. And they wouldn't even speak then at the hearing. But with St. Stephen's Green and the Office of Public Works, you know, that wasn't resolved by the end of the hearing.
So what happens next? What's the next stage in the process?
Well, now, because of the amount of additional documentation that came in during the hearing, they have to put that back out. Transport Infrastructure Ireland have to advertise that again for more public submissions. It could happen that they reopen the oral hearings. I'd say everyone would hope not. All parties, just me, would hope not, that they wouldn't reopen the oral hearing. But that's a possibility. Now then, say that either that does or that doesn't happen, the inspectors then have a huge volume of material to go through anyway. They're going to be months and months and months going through this before they eventually make a recommendation to Bord Pleanála. So on Bord Pleanála will then decide whether or not to give the go ahead. But that this isn't like a normal planning application. You get your planning application from Bord Pleanála and on you go and you start building whatever it is. Not in this case. So Transport Infrastructure Ireland then have to go and go out to tender for prices. So there have been a lot of, you know, figures bandied about how much this is going to cost. We don't actually know yet how much this is going to cost. They go out once they get their permission, if they get their permission, and they try and get tenders for how much it will probably cost. Then they go to government, likely to be the next government, likely be after a general election. And they'll say, can we have the go ahead? This is what the price we have. Can we have the go ahead? And then it's up to the government to decide whether or not it gets the go ahead.
So a metro by?
Well, they're still saying mid 2030s, 2034, 2035. Yeah, maybe.
With a little asterisk beside it, maybe. Can I ask you then, before you go, just given you kind of sat through it all and you talked about how efficient it was, I guess the planning system often comes in for criticism, and there's elements of an overhaul happening. I mean, I kind of get the sense from you that this was an aspect of the system that works well, that there's a value in.
Yeah. This was, as I say, of SATU, other metro hearings as well, more than a decade ago, when they weren't run quite this efficiently. The two inspectors, Niall Haverty, Barry O'Donnell, they were great. They really did make it zip along. It's and the board have made it clear as well that they're not deciding cases chronologically at the moment. They are prioritising things. So this will get priority. And I'd say that, you know, there's them. They'll have a team behind them. You know, there will be a concentration on this, but it's a huge volume of documentation and it's a huge decision they have to make. So it will take time.
Olivia Kelly, Dublin editor with the Irish Times. Olivia, listen, thanks a million for talking us through all of that.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.